Joe DeLong is the CEO of the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities. We haven't heard their reaction to the governor's budget address, so we bring Joe on. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. It's always fun to be on with you.
Thank you. You know, it's more fun to be here in studio, though, because the on-air, the off-air stuff kills what we do on air.
Yeah, so, exactly right.
None of which we can do on air. But
oh, well.
So, Joe, the governor talks yesterday, talks about municipalities. What was your group's overall reaction to what they heard?
Yeah, it's interesting. All of the municipal leaders are getting ready to gather right now, and they'll be hearing from the governor's chief of staff directly at one of our legislative committee meetings coming up just in a few minutes.
Okay.
But, you know, I think generally you say, you know, some good, some areas of obvious concern when it comes to things like the teacher's retirement shift into local budgets.
But, yeah.
You know, generally I think that most of our folks are at least encouraged by the governor's willingness to open up a dialogue and really not be lying in the sand. I mean, look, we've had in the past with the prior administration, who I respected, frankly, and got along with, but very much they came out with a position that was a hardline position, and they were going to dig in their heels and try to get it done. And what we're finding from this administration is a more collaborative approach, and that's welcoming to us. Right. Obviously, we have concerns. Our biggest concern is not taking the state's problems and pushing them down into the property tax, because we think that's obviously the most overstressed tax that we have in the state and will only ultimately in the end compound our problems. But we are encouraged by the open dialogue.
On top of that, then, what you're talking about pushing it down, the teachers' retirement funds, which is an issue. You know, but the one thing is CCM is really big towns, big cities, little cities. And depending on who you are and what your size is, you may be happy because you're going to get more help from the state. On the other hand, if you're a smaller town, you may get less. Kind of hard to straddle that, isn't it, for you?
Well, it's not for us because we don't look at it from in a vacuum standpoint. We look at it from an overall growth and prosperity for the entire state and a quality of life for Connecticut's residents. So we're never going to be in a position, or we'll never allow ourselves to be put in a position where we are advocating for one group of our members against another group. That's something the members of the General Assembly can do when they want to go fight for their own districts. We're more of a greater good organization, and I think that's why, frankly, our membership is as strong as it is. I mean, we represent 168 out of the 169 cities and towns in Connecticut.
Who's the holdout? We want to jump on them.
Yeah, we're going to get them.
Wyndham. Yeah.
Come on, Wyndham.
What's wrong?
You know what? I'll talk to Wayne Norman. We'll get that changed.
I appreciate that. Anything you can do to help us, we'd love to have them.
You know, Joe, you did make an – you made a great point, I thought, at the beginning in that – these are all things that are on the table. Nothing set in stone. The governor made that point pretty clear yesterday, and I think a lot of people who didn't agree with the budget didn't understand that. A lot of the stuff is negotiable, don't you think?
Sure. I think it, and I will tell you more to that point. What was interesting to me was right after releasing the budget yesterday, a representative of the governor's office reached out to me directly, as well as the president of our organization, who right now happens to be Mayor Neil O'Leary out of Waterbury. And within an hour of releasing the budget, reached out and said, hey, after you guys have a chance to digest this all, when can we all get together and sit down and talk?
Okay.
That's remarkable to me. I've not seen that since I've been in Connecticut, you know, that level of outreach. So, you know, I walked away from that and said, how could I be critical of anything out of the gates when he's saying, you know, these are proposals, let's have a discussion, let's figure this out together. So I'm sure there'll be things that we can bicker and fuss over and we will vehemently fight to keep things from being dumped into the property tax. But as long as that open dialogue exists, my hopes are we'll get to a good product in the end.
Hey, Joe, I want to get to another thing that's been proposed. Martin Looney, I know, is on this. And part of it is to do with the car tax, in which if the same car, let's say, in Greenwich is taxed at a lower rate than is a car if were it in, say, Hartford. And so there was some idea of, like, pooling, making it more equitable. I mean, for a lot of towns, that's a fairly good source of revenue.
It is, but here's the real challenge with that, Ray. First of all, I agree with the assessment that the car tax is inherently unfair. But you can't deal with the car tax as a standalone issue and just address it in a vacuum. You have to deal with it as part of a holistic tax reform package on how we tax and fund services locally. You can fix the car tax and make it more fair and make it equitable across all towns and not destroy the cities and towns, But you can't do it by addressing the car tax alone. You need to make it part of a greater reform package that allows us to fund services locally in Connecticut in a more appropriate manner, in a manner that's more in line with the rest of the state or the rest of the country.
And because your group is in almost represents almost every city and town, Joe, there's different town, like the concerns of Greenwich aren't the same controls as Winchester, and the Hartford concerns aren't the same as North Groveserdale. Does that make it a little bit difficult to go in and look for things as a group?
Oh, good.
It does initially until we get people together. You know, I'll hear a lot of different viewpoints from members who are spread across the state. But when we get them all, like we have this morning, when we get them from all over the state in one room together and we start talking about these things, what we find is we can get people to start to focus on ways to move the state forward without pitting one community against another. So it's really all about the communication and the collaboration. I think our membership across the board, well, number one, of course, they're concerned about their local community and their local town and their quality of life in their backyard. I think they're also all committed to building an economy for the state of Connecticut that will move everybody forward together. So, yeah, we can focus on what divides us or we can focus on what unites us. And I think that, our membership right now are in a pretty good spot, at least, of trying to focus on where they can be united.
And the one thing I think that he did, as he took office in his inaugural speech was, the sense you got was we're all in this together. And to this point, I still think that is how he thinks. So we'll see. Hey, Joe, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
And we'll get on Wyndham for you. Okay?
Yeah, Joe DeLong from CCM.
I appreciate that as well.
All right. It's 8:58.